May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let me read that verse 29 to you again. And then we'll look at something in Revelation 6 I think will help understand even better. He says, "For to everyone who has shall more be given, and he shall have an abundance. But the one who does not have, even what he does have, shall be taken away." When he gave the 5 talents to one, gave 2 talents to another, and then gave 1 talent to another, they all represent the favor of God that he trusts us with. Now, we spend a lot of our time learning how to get to a place where God will bless us, positioning ourselves to get blessed. But what's just as important, if not maybe more important, is what do we steward? How do we steward the favor once we've been given it? Once God's blessed us, how do we steward that favor? In Revelation chapter 6, this is a few days ago, the Lord just was telling me, he wanted to speak to me again from Revelation 6. I've spent a lot of time in Revelation 6. It's not the easiest chapter in the world. And I said, "Lord, I can't imagine anything else that you could speak to me from Revelation 6. So I read through it and I read through it again. And the Lord said, "Just look where you marked." And I've got these blue marks here and a couple of yellow marks. And in the past, I'd marked these particular places. And the Lord began to speak to me. And I did a few little word study things, simple things. And it's an amazing thing in this chapter. It's the unveiling of seals. The seals, when the book is open and the book has 7 seals, one of the things simply, if you just don't take into account end time stuff, seals are the hidden things of God. That God doesn't hide things from us, he hides things for us. I think that's a quote from Bill Johnson. And the point is that because God wants us to keep seeking him, there's always more. He has unsearchable riches, just his personality. His beauty, we're going to be forever discovering new things about his beauty, even in heaven. And so in this section, again and again, I'll just start with verse 1. It says, "And I saw when the Lamb broke one of the 7 seals, and I heard one of the 4 living creatures saying, as with a voice of thunder, 'Come.'" And it didn't say, some translations say, "Come and see," but the word literally is just "come." And it's written in the present tense, which means come and just keep coming. And so what he's asking him for is a response. Come. In light of the fact that I've opened up a seal, and the seal reveals the hidden things of God's intentions and God's purposes and plans in a personal level for our lives. And so as we seek the Lord, God's always unsealing things. And so we come to a place where God says, come. He's drawing us in. And he says, keep on coming. Keep on seeking. And God keeps on unveiling. Keeps on unveiling, opening seals that concern his hidden plans, at least to that point, his hidden plans and ways and purposes for our life. And the next response was in verse 2, "And I looked, and behold." And the language here is that when the Lord said, come and keep coming, he didn't just look at, but he perceived. And the word literally means, and he attended to. When the Lord gave him revelation, either through like just studying scripture or in prayer, or God did something new in your life in a meeting or in some place where God just touched you in a profound way, in that, even in that moment, he's unveiled to you just his new place in your life, his plans and his purposes for you. He's done this new thing. And it's so significant that when that happens, that you and I don't just look and perceive, okay, God, what is this all about? What are you accomplishing in my life? But that we give attention to it. We attend to it. We steward it. We give full obedience to it. You with me? God doesn't do things in us just so we can run around and celebrate that God did something. It's true. But there's always a responsibility that comes with the talents that you're given. I don't mean talents like you can dance and sing, but like the coins, the favor and the blessing that they were given in that John passage. And the interesting thing is that again and again it'll say, another seal is open, come. I looked and beheld. Another seal is open, come. I looked and beheld. Another seal is open, come. And I looked and beheld again and again and again. Now remember that the word come is here. Every place it's here, it written meaning just keep coming, just keep coming, just keep coming, just keep coming. But the point is, if you stop when he says come or does a new thing, gives you a word or touches your life in some way and unveils to you what was hidden before concerning God's purposes and plans and intentions in your life, if you don't give attention to it, if you don't attend to it, if you don't perceive what's happening, if you don't make that the priority of your life in that moment, it's like God planting a seed and you don't tend to the seed, you don't weed and make sure weeds don't choke it out, it stops. And not only do you not get more, but what you have will begin to drift and go away. That's the whole point of Matthew 25. So we all want to get blessed. We all want to spend time with the Lord in his word and prayer for God to speak some new thing. But I think I've shared this before. My teacher, one of my teachers in my life, used to say, and it was a lady who was a really godly spiritual mother to a lot of us, so she would use examples that were not necessarily the most masculine ones in the world, but they were effective. She would say to me, Chuck, you've got three tongues in your life. You've got one in your mouth, and you've got two in your feet. And what you do with your feet is twice as important as what you do with your mouth when it comes to the revelation of God. You can talk about it all day long, but what do you do about it? Do you walk it out? Do you attend to it? And so I just want to encourage you to seek the Lord. If you'll seek the Lord, you'll hear him say again and again. He may do different language, but he'll go, come. Just keep coming, and I'll keep unveiling to you. I'll keep breaking the seals for your life. I'll keep showing you my purposes, intentions, and plans for your life. And as long as you attend to it, as long as you pay attention, as long as you keep seeking, as long as you're intentional, I'll keep speaking. I'll keep saying come. But the minute you stop, then I'll stop saying come. God doesn't waste his time. Amen?
Amen.
That's why for us here at CTK, when God spoke those things to us a while back about being very intentional about healing issues, that's not the most important thing in the world, but it is a part of Christ-likeness. And we've been casual about it over the years. We saw people healed, but we weren't intentional enough. And I repented personally, and we've been very intentional. And we're not going to stop attending to that until we get to the place where God said he wanted us to be. And we're not there yet. We've come a long way, but we've got a ways to go. And if I know if I get casual and passive about that, then God will stop doing stuff. You with me? Mm-hmm. And what we have been given eventually will be taken away. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.